the White House has decided that it's time to arm rebel groups in Syria. Red line, as the president has put it, has been crossed. Do you support or oppose this decision?
Well, I think it is important for the United States to be more decisive, working with the international community to do what we can to make sure that the Assad regime comes to an end as soon as possible. This is a horrible humanitarian crisis in Syria. We're approaching 100,000 that have been killed. We have millions that have been dislocated. There was a hearing that I chaired yesterday in the United States Senate to talk about the millions of people that are currently refugees as a result of the crisis in Syria. And now that it's been confirmed that the Assad regime has used chemical weapons, it's important that the international community do what we can to bring this crisis to an end.
What kind of options do you think are prudent? No-fly zone, ground troops, any of those sound as though you could support them or not?
Well, we got to be very cautious as to how we get involved. We want to first be able to protect the civilian population and secondly help those in the opposition that are committed to a government that will represent all the Syrians, that we help them in getting more control over Syria, hopefully bringing down the Assad regime.
That raises the question, how do you decide which groups to support, especially given that some groups may have terrorist, even al-Qaeda connections, and that point, I think, was raised even by the Russians?
I think we know the opposition forces fairly well by now. We know those who are reliable. We know those who have committed to a free Syria, a democratic Syria. And we also want to make sure that whatever support that we give, that we have accountability to make sure that that support remains with the forces that are committed to a democratic Syria. We do not want to see any of our support go to extremist groups, even though they may be working with the opposition, because we know that their objectives are different than what we see is right for Syria.
Do you think U.S. ground troops should be deployed in Syria?
No, I don't think we should have ground troops in Syria. I think this is a matter for the Syrian people, that it really involves the opposition and the opposition being organized. We've seen that the opposition can be extremely effective if they are given the support that they need. So we believe the people of Syria will change their government, and they do not need U.S. troops in Syria.
Of course, the Russians do support the Assad regime. How does that play into all of this? We're looking at a situation where we may be aligning ourselves in a proxy conflict that involves the Russians on the other side. Is that something that worries or concerns you?
Well, there have been lots of discussions with the Russians, and you are correct. The Russians have not been helpful in Syria. They've been supporting the Assad regime. They're going to be on the wrong side of history, and we pointed that out. I think that they understand that there's strong international agreement that Assad has committed crimes against his own people. Clearly, the regional countries around Syria are almost all in support of a regime change there. So we're hoping that Russia will see the need for a change of regime. There's been some positive discussions about this, but the facts in the country are beyond dispute that Assad has created a humanitarian crisis and has attacked his own people.
Senator Ben Cardin, I appreciate your talking with us today on WBAL.
Good talking to you. Thanks.